You're listening to Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station. And this is Navigating Your Finances. It's not just any financial advice show. It's the first ever radio show with a host that lives in an app. Brought to you by Nav Planner from DBS. Voted the best bank in the world 2020 by Global Finance. Welcome to a very special Lunar New Year episode of Navigating Your Finances. I'm your host, Elliot Danker, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, DBS Nav Planner, the first ever radio host that lives in an app.
恭喜发财, Elliot. I'm glad to be back, and glad to see you didn't oversleep again.
Hey, that's between us, Nav. You're going to get me into trouble one day.
Don't worry, I can keep a secret. Remember, I didn't tell anyone about your new Zumba obsession.
We're on air, Nav. You just told all our listeners.
Oops. Well, at least you've got a bit more rhythm nowadays.
It's okay. I forgive you, Nav. It's hard to stay mad at you. I mean, you've helped me and over 2 million Singaporeans navigate our finances confidently.
Thanks, Elliot. But it's simple, really. I just give anyone with the DBS Digibank app a clear view of their finances, plus personalized, easy-to-follow solutions so that they can have better financial health.
That's why we appreciate you so much, Nav. So now everyone knows my new fitness routine. I suppose we can get on with the show.
What should we talk about this week, Elliot?
Well, since the Lunar New Year just started, let's talk prosperity.
Good idea, Elliot. With my tips and solutions, everyone could be looking forward to a brighter year of the ox.
I can't wait to hear what you've got for us, Nav. We could all do with a brighter year ahead after 2020. So what ideas have you got for this coming year?
I've got a bunch of recommendations on improving your investments and savings, Elliot.
I found all your recommendations valuable over the last few months, Nav. And in our last episode, you said that an economic crisis represents the best opportunities for investment. So I'm all ears.
That's right, Elliot. But there's a couple of things investors should be doing if they want to stay ahead.
Okay, I remember you said they stay active. But what was the other thing?
Staying active in the market is important. If some of your investments are down, it's a good time to review them. If the fundamentals aren't strong anymore, it doesn't make sense to keep holding. The other important point, making sure that your portfolio is properly diversified.
Don't put your eggs all in one basket, right?
Exactly, Elliot. Spreading your investments over different industries and even investment products helps you ride out any volatility in the market. Plus, diversification can even smooth out some of the bumps along the way.
But how can we know we've properly diversified, Nav?
Think of investing like a set of scales, Elliot. You want to try and strike a balance between different types of investments.
Okay, then as some go up, others go down?
Potentially. But having a balanced portfolio like this helps your investments be more resilient during uncertain times. By investing in both ends of the risk spectrum, you can balance risk with reward.
And what do the two ends of the spectrum look like, Nav?
You want high-growth stocks on one side. Think about including companies that benefit from US technology, digitization, and the rise of millennial spending. They'll be primed to benefit from a strong performance in the future.
Or companies that may benefit from China's rising middle class.
Correct, Elliot. On the other, we balance out these more risky investments with something more stable. They could include real estate investment trusts, dividend equities, or BBB or BB rated corporate bonds.
Now I get it. We can get gains from sectors expected to beat the market whilst balancing our risk with something like dividend yielding stocks.
That's right, Elliot. Very impressive.
Maybe all your knowledge is starting to rub off, Nav.
That's my hope, Elliot. I'm just here to give you the power to reach your financial goals. But you're the one doing the real work.
Oh, you're too nice, Nav. So back on our investing strategy. Balancing our risk doesn't mean no risk, right? I mean, what about our listeners out there who aren't comfortable with the risks that come with investing?
Well, they may think they're not risking anything by staying out of the market. But they may be risking more than they know.
Wait, how is staying out more risky than staying in the market?
Because your purchasing power with the same amount of money will diminish over time, Elliot. If your savings aren't growing by at least the rate of inflation, you're losing money.
So I guess I shouldn't be putting my cash under my mattress, huh?
The only thing you'll be sleeping on is how much your money could be making. There's a real danger that you can outlive your savings due to longevity and inflation. Imagine you stick $1,000 under your mattress. In 10 years, you'd only be able to buy $800 worth of goods. In 20 years, it would be just $700.
I think I need to start looking for somewhere else to keep my cash then.
Consider putting your money somewhere to at least preserve your purchasing power. A great example, a DBS multiplier account. Even though it's not an investment, it can still earn you a higher interest rate on your cash.
So, is putting all of our money into savings a good idea?
Everyone should aim to be investing as well, Elliot, to make their money work harder for them. You could think about something like DBS Invest Saver that could get you investing for as little as $100 per month. You can even use My Investment Simulator to see what investments are right for you. But as a gauge, try to have at least an invested assets to net worth ratio of 50%. I can even show you how much of your net worth is invested with my comprehensive overview in the Digibank app.
Ah, I get it. 50% sounds easier to remember.
Think of it like that new haircut of yours. 50% on one side, 50% on the other. By the way, I didn't know center partings had made a comeback.
Hey, my baba said this was how all the kids were cutting their hair.
And they kept a straight face.
It's a new Korean trend, I swear.
If you say so, Elliot, but I'm getting distracted. Yes, 50-50 is an easy way to remember.
So we're setting up our more short-term prosperity, but what about really long-term? How can we ensure that our retirement is just as abundant?
There are two things that you can do, Elliot. The first thing I recommend, look at topping up your CPF account. You could even top up the accounts of your loved ones.
Is there much point in topping up? I mean, we all contribute every month from our salary, right?
You're right, Elliot. But topping up your account lets you take advantage of some attractive interest rates and increases your future monthly CPF payouts. Not to mention, you get all the benefits of compound interest on your CPF funds too.
That's all well and good, Nav, but then I have to log into my CPF to see how it's doing.
Not with me, Elliot. Thanks to SG Findex, I can show you all you need to know in one place. With one login, you can review all your finances, including your CPF holdings. So top up what you can and get ready to enjoy retirement.
That sounds good. Anything else that we should be doing to give us the best shot at a stress-free retirement?
I would start thinking about contributing to the Supplementary Retirement Scheme, or SRS for short.
Does that give us something else that CPF doesn't?
Yes, Elliot. Although they're both designed for your later years, they work a bit differently.
So why should I be looking at putting money into SRS?
Well, Elliot, all the money that you put into the SRS scheme is tax deferred. So, rather than pay the higher tax rate that you fall under in your peak earning years, you can pay the tax when you withdraw your funds. This will likely lead to a lower tax rate, meaning you'll have more money to enjoy retirement.
Very smart. Very smart.
And on top of the tax relief, you can even stretch the money you put in by investing it. Much better than the lowly 0.05% you'd get in leaving it in an average savings account.
Oh, you got me there, Nav. I think I need to get started on that. But what sort of investments can I use the funds in SRS for?
There's a wide range, Elliot, from insurance plans like endowment insurance to unit trusts and shares. Whatever your investment strategy, I think there's something for everyone.
Sounds like a great idea. So if someone has all this sorted, what should they be looking at?
Someone like that would be looking forward to a very prosperous new year.
I know, right? Hopefully that'll be me by this time next year.
I think you can make it, Elliot. I have faith in you. But an essential step that people must take is reviewing their portfolio. Whilst trying not to meddle too much is important, it's vital that you keep an eye on things.
How often should I be taking stock of my portfolio, Nav?
Taking stock. I see what you did there, Elliot.
I'm really witty, huh?
I was just being kind, Elliot. I'm an app. I don't have a sense of humor.
Hey, I'm funny, okay? My mom always laughs at my jokes.
I'd recommend moving on, Elliot. Just like I'd recommend taking a look at your portfolio at least once a year and whenever there's a big event in your life. That way, you always know where everything's at and can see whether you need to make any changes to things like your risk profile. Why not make Lunar New Year the time to review your portfolio?
But it's such a hassle to go looking at all my investments, Nav.
Not with me, Elliot. I can consolidate all your investments into one place. And I can even update them automatically with my market price feed feature. All of this with just one login, so you don't have to worry about remembering complicated passwords or even where everything is. I do it all for you.
I love how easy you make everything. And thanks for all the advice today, Nav. I can see why over 400,000 Singaporeans have turned their finances around with your help.
They've done all the work themselves, Elliot. From getting to a positive cash flow, having at least 3 months of emergency savings, and even setting up a separate investment budget. It's all on them.
It's all impossible without your guidance, Nav.
If you say so, Elliot. I'm just happy to see them doing well. In fact, my big dream is to see 1 million Singaporeans insured and invested.
Now that's a real goal. I'm looking forward to seeing you smash it. So if anyone is looking to be one of the million, where can they find you?
Anyone can find me in the Digibank or iWealth app. Just log in and look for the plan tab at the bottom of the screen to get started. It's effortless because this isn't just banking. This is DBS Digibanking.
But what if they're not a DBS customer?
I don't discriminate, Elliot. I'm here to help everyone reach their financial goals, even non-DBS customers. So download the Digibank app and navigate your finances confidently with me.
Now there's no excuse not to be navigating our finances confidently. Thanks for helping us look forward to a more prosperous year, Nav. I'm sure all our listeners are looking forward to our next installment of Navigating Your Finances with DBS Nav Planner, now with the power of SG Findex.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station, and this is Navigating Your Finances. It's not just any financial advice show. It's the first ever radio show with a host that lives in an app. Brought to you by Nav Planner from DBS. Voted the best bank in the world 2020 by Global Finance.